Good morning and welcome to day two of the 2019 Iowa High School Co-Ed State Track and Field Meet at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks. This update on KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7 is brought to you by Dries Oil, Scranton Manufacturing, Poet of Coon Rapids, and McFarland Clinic. We ended on a washout, a rainout last night, with about 20 minutes left in the day. Severe thunderstorms moved through the area, canceled the rest of the night, or postponed rather. So a couple of those events that were scheduled for last night will be sprinkled in throughout today and tomorrow. More on that later. This morning, a 1 hour weather delay scheduled for 9 o'clock. We're ready to go here at 10 o'clock. Let's look at the schedule for this morning. Beginning at 10 o'clock, these were all scheduled for 9 o'clock, but are now 10 o'clock today. 3A girls shot put with Ashley Unkin of Carroll. She will throw in flight number one. 3A boys long jump at 10 o'clock. Devin Bach of Carroll, he will jump in flight one. 2A boys high jump, 10 o'clock. It's Cole Corey of South Central Calhoun. He will jump 17th. In the 2A boys 110 hurdle prelims, it'll be Josh Van Holzen of South Central Calhoun. That's scheduled for about 10:40 this morning. Mason Merkley of South Central Calhoun in the same event. Josh in heat three, Mason in heat number two. At 11 o'clock, 2A girls 100 hurdle prelims. Hannah Earlbeck of Kemper, she will run in heat number one. And then at 12:20 today, Cole Corey of South Central Calhoun and Mason Merkley of South Central Calhoun will both run in the 2A boys 400 meter hurdle finals, and that's again coming up just after noon today. Corey and Merkley, both of South Central Calhoun, both will run in section one. That will do it for the events that were scheduled before noon today, all pushed back an hour, and then the noon and on events, we will get to more of those later on today. This update brought to you by Coon Rapids Insurance, St. Anthony Regional Hospital, Community Insurance of Coon Rapids, and Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative. All of the results today can be found at carrollbroadcasting.com, along with video interviews with the athletes after their events. We'll also be tweeting out results at Husker Blankman. I'm Nick Brinks with this state track update, day number two, about to get underway. You've been listening to KCIM, KKRL, and Kick 106.7.